Good morning, Thursday, March 28th. We're doing MLB today, MLB official opening day. Hey, make sure to check out or even subscribe for free at Patreon, patreon.com, our score projections page. Yesterday, as an example, we'd posted an NBA free pick, which was intended to be the podcast parlay, and ran out of time, this, that, and other thing. Didn't get her done, so the free podcast didn't make it out, but that post, which is obviously much, much, much quicker and easier to put up versus producing the podcast, even though we're not sitting here with a production team, due to the fact that this is time sensitive. Once the pick is played, it's done. You can't go back, really, and listen to it a month later and glean any information from the podcast. So it's not something we can send it off to production team and have them spruce it up and clean everything up. So it's just quick and fast. But yet, my point being, check it out at Patreon because you're going to be able to get potentially missed picks over there or get them quicker. Because some of these folks, I think Apple in particular, doesn't get these podcasts out as quick as they should. Even the host, Spotify, doesn't always do it. It seems like Amazon's probably the quickest one for whatever reason. Good for them. All right, but let's get on to it here. MLB opening day. So I'm not going to put a parlay out for this. I'm sure some of you might want to parlay some of these together, but I'm going to do this. They're all half unit sizes total anyway. Seattle on the money line. They're minus 154 as a best price. These are all best prices available between all the different books. Detroit minus 155 on the money line. Houston minus 150 on the money line. And then Baltimore is minus 180. So we're going to split it up a quarter instead of a half, a quarter on Baltimore minus 180 money line. And then another quarter on run line, Baltimore minus 1.5. That's plus 116 on the run line. So a quarter for each of those four games, half unit on each game. Obviously, they're all slight favorites. You could, in theory, pick your favorites and parlay them up together, or I'm sure somebody would be gutsy and take all four of them. And if you have a free play, and I know some of the books are offering some free promotional plays, no risk to you, then it might be reasonable to put them out there. Real briefly on some of the logic here. Detroit visiting Chicago, so you're looking at a road team that's always a disadvantage. For the most part, it is. Skubal of Detroit facing Crochet of the White Sox. I'm expecting some noise from Detroit this year. I don't know what we can expect from Chicago, and in this particular matchup, it's all about Detroit, so there's where the money is. Baltimore at home. Listen, the Angels started out pretty strong last year, but you know, with Ohtani and Trout and all the money they spent, that's just having a brain freeze. We'll not use the other F word, but the brain freeze here on the big time contract they put out there. I'll remember it as soon as I click off the podcast, but. I don't remember his name, but why I don't know. So they can't win. They're jinxed. I don't know because they decided to call themselves the LA Angels rather than the Anaheim Angels. I don't know, but who knows? They can't win, and now one of them's gone. He's busy gambling over in Los Angeles now. So we're not betting on the Angels until proven otherwise. Meanwhile, Baltimore, you know, can make some noise. You got Corbin Burns. They picked up from Milwaukee. And he's going to do nothing but get better pitching in Baltimore. I'm not saying they're the better ballpark to pitch it. His numbers will be better pitching for the team in Baltimore. How's that sound? It's all about Baltimore today. And I went back to the first game there. And then, like I said, Detroit, and then Houston. Obviously, we know Houston's a viable team. You've got Valdez on the mound. The pitching matchup here, lefty versus lefty, Nestor Cortez for the Yankees. That's a very fair price. Again, they're expecting you to, at minus 150, they're expecting you to win 3 out of 5 games for break-even. break even, 3 out of 5. I would give them a better than 3 out of 5 chance to win this particular game. A close call was San Diego over San Francisco. San Diego at home, because Darvish has one real game under feather in his cap. He's already pitched in Seoul for an official game. I'm not going to go against Logan Webb here, though. You've got the manager drama, Melvin leaving San Diego, going to San Francisco, pitching or coaching against his, managing against his old team. We're just going to stay away from that. There's no need to bet on that. I also would favor Texas at home, but they could have World Series type hangovers. Justin Steele's not somebody I want to go against too much if I can avoid it. Who am I missing here? Pull my sheet back up. Yeah, so Baltimore, Houston, Detroit. Oh, Seattle. Obviously Seattle. So Luis Castillo, we're looking at backing the right-hander here against Boston. Brian Bello for Boston is actually going to be a surprisingly good pitcher this year. I don't think he'll get it done in Seattle. And Seattle's another one of these teams. They're either going to start very slow or very hot, and then they'll finish the opposite. So, in theory, we'll look for them to finish hot here, start hot here. But it doesn't have to be that case. They can win this game and then lose the next 10. But Castillo is somebody we want to back. It's not somebody I really want to back by multiple runs. So if you're thinking about this game to do on the run line, I would pass on that. If, oddly enough, another possible matchup for people, and I'm not betting on it, is Alex Wood, a lefty, first-time Oakland A's pitcher, pitching at home against Shane Bieber and Cleveland. It's really difficult to go against Bieber, road or otherwise, but I think what we're looking at here is lefties having success against Cleveland, and Oakland will throw 2 against Cleveland in this 4-game series, and they're probably winning 2 out of 4 games against Cleveland. And since they'll be underdogs, I would assume in all 4 games, you only need 2 to make money. Again, there's volume bettors out there. They're just going to bet 4 times on Oakland, and I couldn't argue with that. I'm just going to lay off Oakland. I don't know how much I'll bet on Oakland until they end up in Vegas and maybe put a little bit of money behind the team. But, you know, that's not true either, because if I see patterns going on this season, I'll back it. All right, so there you have it. The 4 plays, 4 games, Seattle Moneyline, Detroit Moneyline, Houston Moneyline, and then for Baltimore, we're doing half the bet on the Moneyline and the other half the bet on the run line to win by 2 or more at plus money. And there you have it. Again, I just want to repeat, there was a winning bet for basketball NBA yesterday that I posted on Patreon score projections page as a quote-unquote podcast parlay, which is aka the free pick of the day, but it did not make it to the podcast. So if you're looking to get these plays just a little bit quicker, not have to worry about when your service gives you the newest episode, and I know I have a different account that doesn't know, quote-unquote, know that I'm producing the podcast. It thinks I'm just a listener, and it gives me notification a day later. So it's telling me, hey, you didn't listen to your podcast yesterday. Don't fall behind. Well, obviously, that's not going to do anyone any good since it is very time-sensitive. It's not something you listen to later and get any value from, I don't think. So, good luck.